Mostly sunny and cool today with a high of 56. After a low of 33, it's 37 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court this morning hears oral arguments on a case that puts strict state abortion bans to the test. This one from Idaho bans the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors in Idaho say they don't know what to do and they need to perform an emergency abortion to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Columbia University taking additional steps to limit campus contact amid continued pro-Palestinian protests. Here's ABC Stephanie Ramos.
Columbia University offering virtual learning for the last week of classes after some Jewish students said they felt unsafe on campus, like Aiden Hunter, who tells us he understands why people are protesting.
I'd say the majority of my friends, especially Jewish friends, feel a sense of insecurity at this time.
Mayor Eric Adams blaming outside agitators for a violent turn in campus protests.
The Senate passing that $95 billion foreign aid package. This is ABC News. Two countries often at odds with large parts of the world are getting together.
North Korea's state news agency announcing their economic delegation is in Iran. The last time a senior North Korean official visited the country was in 2019, and the visit comes just days after Iran launched more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel, with Pyongyang and Tehran suspected of having close military ties. The two countries are under international sanctions for their weapons programs, and both are suspected of having close military ties to Russia. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Some new fine print is on the way for anyone trying to build up rewards points with American Airlines. Starting July, booking a flight will only earn points if it's done through American directly or preferred travel agency. In central London, four people were hurt when several military horses bolted the city streets. Several vehicles were also damaged by the running horses. One was hit by a double-decker bus. No word yet on what spooked them. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed April 15th through the 27th. They will be reopening on April 30th.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. By the time this Life Tracks airs on the radio, I'll have finished this year's wild hog hunt with my hunting buddies in Oklahoma. Look me up. Hopefully, I'll have pictures of Hogzilla. I like to hunt and fish, though I don't do it as much as I'd like to. You see, I'm somewhat of a workaholic. Hi, my name is Tim. I'm a workaholic. We moved to Richland Center to the Free Methodist Church after having been retired for about a year and a half. Retirement for a workaholic is unbearable. I was overcome by the thought that I wasn't doing what God had designed me to do. I'm beginning to learn, however, at age 66, that we need to schedule in some of those times away to spend in the presence of God. 1 hour in church is simply not enough. I actually find that hunting and fishing are some of those great times to visit with the Father, unencumbered by the trappings of my work schedule. Maybe you have other ways to get away with the Father, as Jesus did, but everyone needs to build in those minutes and hours and maybe even days to spend alone with God, rejuvenating our love relationship with Him. A quick, "Hey God, what's up?" simply isn't enough. So go tell your boss that Pastor Tim said it's okay to leave work for the day and go fishing. Better yet, tell your boss that I said you should all close up shop and go fishing together, sing some worship songs, and talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, and let me know how that works.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night? You'll love a float. Celebrating? You'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a brisk cool air mass flowing down from Canada into Wisconsin in the Midwest today. And that'll keep our temperatures about 10 degrees below normal through tomorrow morning. We're seeing some frosty conditions in the northern tip of the region this morning. With light winds and clear skies tonight, there's a good chance of more frost coming up tomorrow morning. So by all means, gardeners, if you have some nice things blooming, be sure to get those covered up and protect them. We will see warmer and more humid air flow into the region from Friday into the weekend as a series of powerful storm systems come in from the southwest. These will deliver plenty of rain to our region. We could be dealing with something like 2 to 4 inches of rain from Friday through Sunday night. We're also expecting the chance of scattered thunderstorms mixed in there, especially Saturday and Sunday. A few of those could get on the heavy side. Gusty winds will be likely throughout the weekend as well. Now, early next week, that storm system should finally move away by midday Monday. We'll get quiet weather for a day or two, but there could be another system lurking toward Tuesday night. Here's that forecast now for today. Mostly sunny and cool, high temperature 56. Northeast wind between 5 and 10, becoming easterly later. Mostly clear and frosty tonight, low near 30. There is a freeze watch in effect late tonight over in Sauk and Iowa counties. And we're looking for winds out of the southeast up to 5. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. Pretty nice day as temperatures warm up to 62. South to southeast wind between 8 and 14. Thursday night, increasing clouds, not as cool, low at 41. And Friday, cloudy and rather breezy. Occasional rain and a few thunderstorms possible as well. High temperature about 60. As we head into Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much warmer. Spotty showers and thunderstorms during the day. Low 52 with a high of 76. Widespread rain Saturday night. Sunday breezy with rain continuing at times. High 66. Monday a chance of a shower early. Mostly cloudy. High 64. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank is a community bank.
Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny and 38, yesterday's high 67 with a trace of precipitation. 33, the morning low today. Record high 86 in 2009, record low 19 in 1956. Last year's high was 52 and the low 25. Sunset will happen at 7:55 this evening. Sunrise time 4 minutes after 6 tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.24. No precipitation today. After a low of 33, it's 38 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, we'll talk about all the high school activities that went on yesterday and a loss by the Brewers and the Bucks last night.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Richland Center lost 9-4 at Platteville in high school baseball last night. The game was tied at 1 until the Hillmen scored 5 runs in the third. Jesse Key slammed a grand slam home run to pace the Hillmen to a lead they would not give up. Richland Center started a comeback when Lane Miller hit a 3-run home run in the top of the fifth. The Hillmen scored 2 in the bottom of the fifth and went on to win by 5 runs. Jacob McDonald pitched the first 3 innings for the Hornets, and Thomas Hohner worked the final 3 frames. McDonald was 3-for-4 at the plate, while Ethan Hady and Lane Miller each went 2-for-3. Wes Bosworth had an RBI. Trenton Mum was the winning pitcher for the Hillmen. Riley Donahoe is 3-for-4 with a double for Platteville, which improved to 7-and-4 overall and 2-and-0 in the league. Richland Center dipped to 2-and-1 in the conference and 3-and-3 overall. They will play at Dodgeville on Thursday, while Platteville will face Lancaster. In other games from yesterday in baseball, Cuba City edged Riverdale 4-3. Chase Chitwood led the Chieftains, going 3-for-4. Andre Tater, Emmett Drone, and Michael Hernan all had RBIs in the game for Riverdale in a losing effort. It was a win for Viroqua over Westby, 5-1. River Ridge beat Potosi Cassville, 8-6. Mineral Point, 12-5 over Boscobel. Iowa Grant, 30, Southwestern, 6. Belmont, 4-2 over Highland. And Baraboo 7-4 over Mount Horeb. In softball action last night, Dodgeville 18, Richland Center 8. Prairie du Chien shut out River Valley 10-0. Platteville 5-4 over Lancaster. Potosi Cassville beat River Ridge 6-2. Mineral Point 12-1 over Riverdale. Reedsburg 11, McFarland 1. In soccer action, Dodge Point was a winner over Richland Center 9-0. And now some track and field results. Platteville hosted a mid-season Southwest Conference tournament yesterday. No team scores have been made available, but we do have some individuals. And it was quite a finish for the Richland Center 200 runners yesterday. For boys, Fletcher Harper finished first with a 23.90. The Hornets' Kevin Hernandez was second with a 24.42, and Robert Button took third in the meet at 24.72 in that 200 race. Malachi Fretz was first for the Hornets in the 400 with a time of 54.96. Ryan Stadler, fourth in the 1600 and fourth in the 3200. Grayson Banker finished third with a 300 hurdles. Devin Woodhouse, fifth in pole vault, and also second in long jump for Duncan Harper, and Devin Woodhouse was sixth in the triple jump. River Valley's athletes were led by Logan Neighbors, who was second in shot, and Isaiah Olson finished eighth in the long jump. For the girls, Grace Fretz, fifth in the 800, Clarice Possen, seventh in the 800, and Olive Harper, fourth in the 3200. The Richland Center 4x4 girls finished third, Danica Pauls, Shanice Anderson, Grace Fretz, and Clarice Possen. Danica Pauls was first in the high jump with a 4.10. Grace Fretz was fourth. Also, Danica Pauls finished second in the girls' pole vault activity yesterday at Platteville. Soleil Ewing, first in long jump with a 17.3. And also yesterday, Soleil was third in the triple jump. And Madeline Huber did well with a first-place finish in the shot put with a 34-4 in the final. Alea Huntemer was seventh for the Hornets, and Madeline Huber finished third in the discus throw at Platteville. At the Lee Griffin Invite yesterday, the top teams for girls, Westby was first, Kickable Lafarge second. The Ithaca Weston girls finished fifth. They were led by Kaylee Miller with a sixth-place finish in the 100, Aubrey Cook fourth with a 400. In the 800, Kaylee Peterson was first. In the 100 hurdles, Tristan Peterson second, and she took third in the 300 hurdles. The 4x1 was fourth, Aubrey Cook, Kaylee Peterson, Maggie Kirshner, and Kaylee Miller. And the 4x2 was seventh, Jaden Boland, Bailey Wanless, Leah Puig, and Maggie Kirshner. And the 4x4 finished fourth, Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson. Kaylee Miller fourth in high jump, Leah Puig sixth in pole vault, and Kaylee Peterson seventh. In the triple jump, Aubrey Cook was second. Shot put, Holly King finished ninth. For the boys yesterday, Bangor was the top team, North Crawford second, Kickable Lafarge was third, Ithaca Weston boys finished ninth, Landon Thompson ninth in the 100, Channing Brown third in the 400, and seventh with the 800 run, Clayton Lee first in the 1600 with a personal best of 4:50.35. Clayton Lee was second in the 3,200. The 4x2 boys finished eighth. Makai Tauula, Carrick Thompson, Randy Picardo Flores, and Sam Jones. Sam and Makai ran in the 4x8, as did Landon Thompson and Brayson Garcia Bolin. They finished eighth. Carrick Thompson fifth in the pole vault, and Brayson Garcia Bolin was seventh. The boys 4x8 finished sixth, Channing Brown, Sam Jones, Connor Montes, and Clayton Lee. Elsewhere in track action yesterday in the SWAL midseason meet hosted by Riverdale, the Chieftain's Tim Bailey was first in the 100 with a 11.36 time, first in the 400 at 53.26. Noah Arrington first in the 200 with a time of 24.07 and second in the 400. Caleb Shalaline fourth with a 1600 run, and the first place high jumper was Dietrich Buchholz at 5.10. Drayton Deglow was third with a shot put throw. For the girls, Gretchen Buchholz, fifth in the 200 and third in high jump. Olivia Meese, fourth in the 400. Mallory Meese, second in the 1600. Kaylee Carter, second in the pole vault. Kiera Prohaska, third place triple jump. And Kayla McCorkle, fifth with the discus throw. No team scores available for the SWAL meet yesterday. The Riverdale girls 4x1 finished second. Kaylee Carter, Mary Medina, Riley Leith, and Haley Schneider ran that for Riverdale, and their 4x4 was first. Riley Bierce, Mallory Meese, Olivia Meese, and Jenna Wheatman with a time of 4:34.23. Golf action yesterday. The Southwest Conference Golf Meet was hosted by Platteville Lancaster at Lancaster Country Club. Platteville was the top team with a 162. Richland Center with a 170 finished second. Firing a 36 on that back nine was Roman Johnson. 41 for Andrew Knabel. Also a 45 for Zach Hillers. 48 by Trayton Shep. And a 53 for Connor Hying. River Valley with a 171 finishing in third. Gavin Davison with a 40 had their best score. Will Kaltenberg, a 42, a 43 for Cam Schmidt-Connect. Also a 46 by Lucas Klein. And Connor Grant fired a 47. Focusing now on the Richland Center golf team, Coach Mike Davis says the team has some good numbers this year.
23 out, which is a super great number. I got a lot of freshmen out. I got a lot of kids who are trying it out, and that's what we want. We want kids doing something, and if they want to come out and try golf, then we'll take them.
I asked Mike about those great numbers and how they decide whose score counts each day.
We pretty much know, our top five for our varsity. And the five and six man might swap around a bit. And then the top 10, would be five varsity and five JV. That bottom four, that could really change. We've got a lot of kids who are, new to golf. So, they're just coming out and they're just learning how to golf holes and things like that. So, they're probably not ready to golf in a meet yet, but we hope, maybe by, the end of May, maybe they will be, or by next year for sure, But the kids who are ready to go, we do things like we'll have scorecard playoffs, where they'll come to practice and we'll send them out with a scorecard and, they get as many holes in, and then we take a look, and then, just like with wrestling, the best score, we'll get the best spots.
Mike Davis, Richland Center golf coach. Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League got underway week one of 20 last night. Keith Lang had the top score of 36, including a birdie on hole one and eight. Ty Dilley with a 37, including a birdie on hole one, five, and eight. Pat Keegan birdied one and three and fired a 38. 40s for Aaron Halverson and Josh Coy. Aaron with a birdie on hole one and Josh on three. And Chris Pardoon a 41. Also last night at Quail Run, Brock Banker with a birdie on hole one. Jake Colloy birdied hole eight. Flag prize winners, Gage Wirtz, shortest drive in the fairway on hole one. Josh Coy, closest to the pin on hole three. Ty Dilley, closest second shot on hole five. And Chris Fink, closest second shot on hole nine. The Indiana Pacers found their shooting touch, hitting more than 55% from the floor to beat the Bucks last night, 125-108. That means the NBA playoff series is tied at a game apiece. They did it despite the second straight game from Damian Lillard, in which he had a strong performance. In fact, he had 26 of his 34 in the first half. Now the Bucks go to Indiana, and Dame talked about that.
Going to another team's home floor, you got to know that they're going to be more comfortable, they're going to be more confident. They're a team that already plays fast. They're going to play a little bit faster at home. And I think that's when we got to lean on our experience in the games on their home floor. We've all been in these situations, regular season and playoffs, and we got to, stay connected, stay together, and play the game like we've been there before.
Minnesota 105, Phoenix 93, and Dallas 96-93 over the Clippers. Veteran Andrew McCutchen led off the game with a home run for the second straight night, getting his Pirates started on the way to a 2-1 victory. Pinch hitter Connor Joe's RBI single in the sixth turned out to be the game-winning hit. Milwaukee's only run came on a solo home run by Gary Sanchez in the eighth. Rookie Tobias Myers took the loss in his major league start. Here's Pat Murphy talking about that.
I think sometimes getting punched early is probably a good thing, to be quite honest with you. But I see what you're saying, and then that can actually happen. But I think sometimes getting punched early wakes you up and you kind of become your true self. And I think that said it all, what he did the next, 15 outs.
Brewer manager Pat Murphy. Elsewhere, it was the Cubs 7-2 over Houston. National League action, Atlanta 5-0 over Miami. Cincinnati 8, Philadelphia 1. The Dodgers 4, Washington 1. Arizona 14-1 over St. Louis. Colorado 7, San Diego 4. San Francisco 5-1 over the Mets. And in the American League, Cleveland 4-1 over Boston. Detroit 4, Tampa Bay 2. Yankees 4-3 over Oakland. Kansas City 3-2 over Toronto. Minnesota 6, the White Sox 5, Seattle 4-0 over Texas, and the LA Angels beat Baltimore 7-4. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Cordon Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. This Wednesday is Administrative Professionals Day. Recognize the efforts of those who do what it takes to keep your organization running smoothly. Choose from beautiful fresh-cut flowers, colorful blooming plants, candy bouquets, and more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO.
It ain't easy putting up with a road dog with a cup with a little Jack in it. You talk about the backseat, I don't know, don't ask me how she sat in it. Carried my burdens and paid my bail, put a Tennessee breeze in my Carolina sail and set me free. I don't pray much anymore, Lord, it's all true but overs. Happiness, wishes, wants and needs into my robes, hopes and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I've never seen. Every big, every little, and the everyday things. The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me. Could've easily said goodbye to this runaway train you're tied to. I know I don't get it, baby, how you roll with it. Fists and the fights and the scars of the battle, the ups and the downs of the judge's gavel. How'd you wind up in my unravel? I don't pray much anymore, but it's all true but ours. Happiness, wishes, wants and needs into my ropes, hopes and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I've never seen. every big, every little, and everyday things. The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me. You're my faith and the grace every sunrise brings. Set me free. Wishes, wants, and needs into my robes, hopes, and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I never sank. And you're my faith in the grace every sunrise brings. Every big, every little, and the everyday things. The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Eric Church on FM 100.9, Country and Community. We're 37 degrees at 8:30. And we're about 15 minutes away from the trivia question of the day. This is Thomas Rhett. Yeah.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink number two. And trying to come up with some smooth and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more. Can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before. Got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Wanting now and later, I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there. Swinging your hips and slinging your hair. Side to side, what you drink in the air. And Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. Gotta get your number in my phone. Gotta give me some of you alone. We can worry about it later on. Right now, just keep making this my favorite song. You're shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver. My favorite flavor, want it now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me, gotta get me some. Through my way, yeah, girl, you got a way of shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
All around I hear the sound of money, but I ain't got a nickel to my name. Temptation, she stands on every corner and
Travis Tritt on Country and Community WRCO.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCCU locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build.
Hi, this is Mary Nee, and I'm a supporter of the Partners for Prevention Coalition.
Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? Also, did you know that 9 in 10 adults who struggle with a substance use disorder right now started using a substance in their teens? That is why, now, more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe.
This is Officer Jared Wilson from the Richland Center Police Department. Community Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday at the Richland Center Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is the perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications and vape cartridges. If you cannot make the Drug Take-Back Day, you can safely dispose of those medications at one of the permanent medication drop box locations located at the Viola Village Hall, Richland Center Municipal Building, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Center Pharmacy.
If you do not have access to one of these locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter in a plastic bag, mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is brought to you by Youth for Change and the Partners for Prevention Coalition.
Making news today, a collection of demos that Johnny Cash recorded in 1993 will be released as an album this summer. Cash wrote all 11 songs on the album Songwriter. Cash shelved the songs after he met producer Rick Rubin, who took Cash into a new phase of his career. Cash's son, John Carter Cash, discovered the demos, cleaned them up, and asked musicians like Marty Stewart, Vince Gill, and Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys to back up Cash's vocals and acoustic guitar. Songwriter comes out on June 28th. New Johnny Cash music. That's exciting. And John Bon Jovi describes his vocal injury as a strong vocal cord pushing around a weak one. Bon Jovi says at first he thought if he got himself into touring shape, his voice would fix itself. After 15 concerts, he knew it wasn't working, but he felt like he was fighting an invisible enemy. He compares his recovery from surgery to an athlete coming back from a ligament tear. Bon Jovi says the therapy is intensive, but he's confident he's getting progressively better. The four-part docuseries Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story debuts Friday on Hulu. The band will release an album called Forever on June 7th. 8:41 on a Wednesday. Coming up, the trivia question of the day.
I spent 20 years trying to get out of this place. I was looking for something I couldn't replace. I was running. Lost in the twilight zone.
Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles on WRCO. It's now 15 minutes before 9. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Walsh's Ace, as we give you the opportunity to win a great prize. And if you know the answer, give us a call now. We go to a sport trivial fact. Well, the Brewers are playing the Pittsburgh Pirates right now in a current series. We're going to play some Pirates trivia. Which singer once was one of the owners of the Pittsburgh Pirates? We'll give you multiple choice. Was it A, Tony Bennett? Could it be B, Bing Crosby? C, Perry Como? Or D, George Benson? Once singer once was part of the ownership of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Tony Bennett, Bing Crosby, Perry Como, or George Benson? Give it a try today. 38 at WRCO Studios. This is Chris Chitsey.
Nothing like a little Tennessee on the rocks at the end of a long week. That little town of Lynchburg, you know they got exactly what I need. I've been down too long. I'm done singing that sad song. So put a good time in my cup, an 80 proof getaway. Well, let's all raise them up with a chaser for better days. Everybody's got their scars, I've got mine. Believe me, life is hard, but whiskey is easy. Whatever's weighing on your heart, on your mind, you can bet that it can take it on. So take a sip and sit back, relax, and watch those worries get along gone. Put a good time in your cup, an 80 proof getaway. Well, let's all raise them up with a chaser for better days. Everybody's got their scars, I've got mine. Believe me, life is hard, but whiskey is easy. Been down too long, we're done singing that sad song. Time in our cups, an 80 proof getaway. Well, let's all raise them up with a chaser for better days. Everybody's got their scars, I've got mine. Believe me, life is hard, but whiskey, yeah, life is hard.
Jane Dvorak is our winner. Congratulations from Walsh's Ace. Which singer once was part of the ownership of the Pittsburgh Pirates? None other than Bing Crosby. B is what you should have answered this time around. And some of those, I know George Benson was from Pittsburgh, so that was a logical guess. Several guessed him, but Bing Crosby, and he was a part of several business projects. He owned some television shows. In fact, I believe, I'm thinking, was it Dragnet? Adam 12. I think it was Adam 12 that he was involved in and had some ownership of some of the TV rights and shows at the studios, but also branched out and had his name on some other things, a golf tournament and part ownership of the Pittsburgh Pirates. That came to be starting in 1946. So there you go. Jane Dvorak is the winner from WRCO, and the trivia question of the day is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of La Crosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here, and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today. 8 minutes before nine. Yes, good luck. Going to be, well, we'll see. The forecast hopefully will shape up for the Ithaca Lions auction on Sunday. But, you know, they have been out there auctioning and accepting items in all kinds of weather. Last year, it felt like the middle of January, and they still had a good sale. So it doesn't matter, but it does make it more pleasant for those of us that like to go and have maybe a little food and people watch and conversation and maybe buy something. So that's all coming up on Sunday. And speaking of Ithaca, we have some great representation from Ithaca Schools that will join us on the morning show today. We'll be also talking to superintendent and middle school principal and high school principal Greg Herbst. So that's coming up during our morning show visit today, a little bit later. A reminder, the final winter mini farmers market will be held today from noon until 4 at the Richland Community Center. The first summer market will be held May 8th, so that is 2 weeks away. And the union will host an AP Environmental Science Review taught by Noah Johnson for students coming up from 7 until 8 tonight. The class is open to any student in any district at no cost. The union is located in the basement of the Richland Center City Auditorium. For more information, call Jessica at 608-604-6601.
Happy Trails Time coming up from WRCO Today and News Time. This is Zach Topp.
My lucky star fell out of the sky right before my wishing well went right. Seems every which way I go, there's a black cat crossing the road. Played the lottery with last month's rent. I'm still waiting on my ship to come in. One night and never told me goodbye. My second love convinced me love again. Then she left me for my best friend. My third and fourth went crazy as hell. I even bought a rabbit's foot, but that didn't help. My show.